Recent gory murders may have grabbed news headlines this year, but they're not what prompted Republican Senate President Alan Lacey's push for the death penalty. Lacey authored the capital punishment legislation that the state Senate debated and rejected a decade ago, and he cites a string of cases back to 1979 in which children were killed when he talks about his passion for the issue.
I can't tell you how I feel about people who commit these kinds of crimes, particularly with children. They're the most vulnerable members of our society, and I have no problem saying or believing, at least, that the proper punishment for some of these crimes is to take their life.
Instead of trying to get lawmakers to reinstate the death penalty this time, Lacey wants the state to hold an advisory referendum on it. Basically, people would be asked whether they support it or not. It would still be up to the legislature to make it law. John Hubscher with the Wisconsin Catholic Conference says the public might very well support the idea, but his faith is against it.
We oppose this for the same principle that brings us here on issues like abortion, euthanasia, and cloning. We shouldn't take human life. That's the core principle, and it's really that simple.
Others testified at a public hearing that a death penalty would put a huge financial burden on the state's criminal justice system. Wisconsin abolished its death penalty in the 1850s. It's one of 12 states where capital punishment is not legal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.